This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Compassionate God, may we always be willing to come under the love of your wings and be guided by your love. Amen. Please be seated. So a mother hen, when she gathers her chicks under her wings, even if she's on a wire, they try to get closer and closer to her so they can get under her wings. And sometimes you can't even see that the mother hen has chicks under her wings, so hidden are they from predators, and that's a good thing. And sometimes, when they're maybe walking behind her, following her along, and she sees a threat, even if it isn't a threat, she's going to go after whoever she thinks might harm her little ones. It's easily understandable why Jesus would use the words that he used in today's gospel. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. This image of Jesus as a mother is ancient, obviously, because he spoke it from the time he was alive. It isn't some new modern thing of talking about God as feminine and masculine. He uses this imagery because just like the hen, that mother image can be both gentle and yet fierce. Fierce. If someone needs protection, if somebody needs guidance, if someone needs shelter. And it was amazing that he would use this line, especially in what was going on in his own life. At that moment, things were not going so well for his safety, for his own safety. He was facing Jerusalem. This has been going on for some time now. He was on his way to Jerusalem. He knew what was going to happen. And yet, he also knew that the tough guys in Jerusalem, who were going to be leading the force to say, crucify him, also needed the tenderness of a mother. And that they needed to say yes, to be gathered under the arms of love, and just take a breath and relax and rethink their lives. He knew that. So he cries out, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I have longed to take you under my wings, but you weren't willing. And they weren't willing either. No big surprise there. No big surprise. Jesus, though, wasn't thwarted in his mission. He said, today, tomorrow, and the next day, I must be about my business. And I'm going to go right on doing my mission. Today, tomorrow, and the next day. And the next day. He had this heart cry. This soul cry to the people in Jerusalem. And today, we all share in a Jerusalem in our own lives. We all have things that we face, either individually or as humanity. So today, that cry comes from Christ for us to pay attention as we still wage war in the name of religion. When every single religion's bottom line is love God and love your neighbor as yourself. It's in every single religion. And yet, we still do it. Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Or he might be talking to you and I as Christians who quickly can talk down another Christian, maybe for the way in which they interpret the Bible. We all do that one. We all do that one, and we can slip into it very easily. We can slip into it very easily. Or every single one of us, the Jerusalem that faces our planet with climate change, and still people are unwilling to face the truth that the top scientists, the majority of scientists around the world, say that it's unequivocal, undeniable that the planet is warming. And yet, we are taking our time and we've got this little tiny window of opportunity to make big changes. And literally, not just save the planet, but our own lives. And yet, in all those things I just mentioned, and in all of your lives as you go about your everyday business, you are responding to coming under the wings of love at times in your lives. You go to work, you teach, you find the perfect photograph shots, you are kind to people in your businesses, you find the best insurance policies, or you help heal them in the medical profession. Whatever it is you're doing, child care, caretaking for an elderly parent, in those moments, you are part of the arms of the love of Christ, working in and through you in the power of the Holy Spirit. And in those times, we also have to ask for strength and guidance and love, because we aren't 100% like that all the time. I know I'm sure not. So we need those arms of love. We need those arms of guidance. We need those arms of protection. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I have wanted to gather you under my wings. There is a program in San Diego called ARTS, and it stands for, I gotta look, it stands for A Reason to Survive, ARTS. And I was listening to NPR on Friday, and they did a report on this short documentary that was made on a young girl's life, and it's up for an Academy Award tonight in the category of short documentary. And the young girl's name is Innocente, means innocent in English. She has been homeless most of her life. It's a 39-minute documentary, and it's so powerful that we posted it on the Unplugged Facebook page, so you can go there and watch the whole thing. Her life shines. In this program, this ARTS program, A Reason to Survive, she has found her medium of life in art and color. And she is living her life in and through that. And her art has become those wings of love in her life. And she's gradually changing. She lived with a very, very dysfunctional mother and father who have now split up. The mom is still, I'm not sure today, I need to get a follow-up, but when the documentary was made in 2009, she had decided to leave and go out on her own, but she couldn't do that for a while. And it was her art that gives her that opportunity and the people who guided her in that program. I have the trailer for you so you can see it for yourself and maybe get a taste for the whole documentary.
This is kind of weird. Okay. Dear people of the world, Just because I'm homeless doesn't mean I don't have a life, because I do have a life. I'm a girl who likes to jump in puddles and likes flowers. When I paint, I feel happy, so it's a good way to start my mornings. Just paint on something. And what better place than my face?
Is to present today.
Kids at my school don't know that I'm homeless. If people would find out, they'd probably make fun of me. Not having a home is like not having somewhere safe to go to.
La tomé del brazo y le dije, vente, vámonos para aquel puente que está allá. Y nos vamos a aventar al mar, tú y yo. No te quiero escuchar llorar.
And I'm still waiting for that one day that will change my life. I think my life depends on me being an artist. I think if I don't become an artist, I'd probably not just let everyone down, but mostly let myself down. And although people think they know me, they know nothing of my life. The woman's belly I came out of will never know what I go through out of her sight.
Living together right now is not working. There's lots of stress.
Quisiera abrazarla, darle los besos que dejé de darle desde que tenía 6 años.
This is her first opportunity to prove to herself that she's on the right path in life and to show the world who she is and where she's come from.
I don't know if I'm strong or whatever, but I think it's about time that I go my own way.
They're going to take her tonight to the Academy Awards, the filmmakers. So I'm going to be watching the red carpet for her. And they have a whole, if you go to the website, Innocente, they have a whole bunch of materials and opportunities for helping homeless children. They say 1 in 45 children in this country, will face homelessness of some kind in their lives. Can you imagine? 1 in 45. Love is bold. As one of our youth pointed out to me this week, I didn't ask her permission to say it because I can't tell you who it was, but love is bold is what she had written down on a piece of paper that I found. A great motto for life. W.H. Auden said, "We must love one another or die." The former dean of Washington National Cathedral said this, "Love is not does not mean to like, to agree with, even to approve of. It means to respect, to honor, to commit ourselves to the well-being of those whose lives differ profoundly from our own. This kind of love isn't optional if the human race is to survive in this interconnected world." So we too can be gathered under the wings of the loving family of our Lord, who wants nothing more than for us to love each other, and we will all have unique ways to do that and to love our planet. In closing, I have a 45-second clip that I couldn't resist showing you of a bird called an avocet, and she's with her little chicks, and there's a storm about to come. And the look on her face, if we could leave it up on the screen, Sherry, at the end of this little clip, to me, it just says a million things, like Jesus just looking at us, saying, "What are you waiting for? Come under my wings." We could just show that little clip. And in a prayer written in the 11th century about this gospel, let us pray. This is St. Anselm. Jesus, as a mother, you gather your people to you. You are gentle with us as a mother with her children. Often you weep over our sins and our pride. Tenderly you draw us from hatred and judgment. You comfort us in sorrow and bind up our wounds. In sickness you nurse us, and with pure milk you feed us. Jesus, by your dying we are born to new life. By your anguish and labor we come forth in joy. Despair turns to hope through your sweet goodness. Through your gentleness we find comfort in fear. Your warmth gives life to the dead. Your touch makes sinners righteous. Lord Jesus, in your mercy, heal us. In your love and tenderness, remake us. In your compassion, bring grace and forgiveness. For the beauty of heaven, may your love prepare us. Amen.